Hey, 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 it's Tuesday, and this is the V Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Camille Veronica, sitting solo today. My friend and dear brother Vessel is traveling, so I am doing my best to hold things down while he is about handling his business. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to have each and every one of you here. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, so those of you who regularly roll with us know that this is our day that we gear our shows towards family-friendly topics, so no one has to worry about sending somebody out of the room while we talk. And for those of you, this is your first time or you're brand new to the show, thank you so much for joining and tuning in. I am pleased as punched to be here and to be able to do this little recording while my brother is handling business. So let's get right into today's topic. This topic is going to touch upon something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's the education of our children. And specifically, as we are now dealing with the second half of 2020, and we continue to deal with the pandemic of the coronavirus, and there is all this talk about schools opening or not opening. Parents, families, let's get real and talk about what we need to do. And that's what today's topic is on, you being your child's first and best teacher. Now, for those of you who don't know, I have been in the past and am currently homeschooling at least one of my children. And I love the experience. It's something that has happened in the past when I was homeschooling both of my children is that people would say things like, oh, well, you have an education background, so it makes sense that you could do that. Oh, you know, I couldn't spend that much time with my children. Oh, well, you know, I got to do this. I mean, there were all these reasons why, as if I was asking anyone to justify why they don't homeschool their children. This conversation is not about homeschooling so much as it's not about homeschooling at all. It's about the fact that what your children learn, they learn from you first. And parents, we are our children's first and best teacher. Oftentimes when people get all caught up in, oh, I couldn't teach, I couldn't be in the classroom, I like to show people a very simple example of how you teach your children and you didn't even think about it. When your child learned the language that they speak, whether it's English, Spanish, German, whatever it is, when they learn to speak it, they didn't learn by somebody standing over them with a book and telling them to turn to this page and conjugate these sentences. They learned by interacting with, more than likely, you and whatever community you've placed around your children, be it the extended family, be it the neighbors, whoever it was, that's how they learned. Maybe even TV. They were listening first and then they experienced it. They saw things, you mentioned what it was, you practiced things with them, you showed them images in books, you listened to songs, you sang things, and children learned the language without ever somebody standing in front of them like the old-fashioned school marm. That's how we learn. We experience it. We experience it, and then we put some kind of name around something or some kind of understanding to why this works this way. That's what it is. It's really not a lot more than that. And yet, we are buying into this. Many parents are buying into this notion that unless they send their children to school, they are not going to learn anything. They're going to be derelicts of society. They're never going to get a job. They're never going to do anything. They're going to be welfare dependents, all these things. The pandemic is still going on. And there's a conversation saying that we need to send our children back to school. They must be in school. And the truth is, schools are already incubators for germs. Already. Been on that scene a long time ago. And yet there's very little conversation around the safety. Yes, there's talk about it, but there's real little conversation around guaranteeing the safety and how that safety, those safety measures will really be played out. They're talking about bus drivers having to take temperatures. And the question comes out, if the child has a high temperature before getting on the bus, what is the bus driver supposed to do? There's a whole lot of unknowns. And the thing is, parents, you have to make a decision on how your children will be educated. Do not limit yourself to thinking that the only way they can be educated is if they are in a school. Please understand that, yes, I have a degree. I have a background in education. Yes, I do. However, I would not be so bold to say that the only way you can learn is from someone who has gone to school to be taught how to teach. It's helpful, yes, but it's not the only way. Think again to the way you acquired certain skills. Maybe you're an avid baker. Did you go to baking school for that? Probably not. You probably spent time in the kitchen with whatever parent was the one that handled the kitchen work, and you learned there. Maybe you learned by watching first. Maybe you asked some questions. Maybe your parent was, or parents were, kind enough to say, come on, let me show you how to measure this. And that's how you learn that skill. Now, please understand, I'm not saying going to school, learning these things is not worth it. I'm saying you already know how to teach. You're doing it daily. All the studies show that the first 5 years of a child's life are the most formative. And they tell us to read to our children, talk to our children, spend time with our children. So if you have little ones, this is not the time that you put them to the side and put on a movie or a tape or something and walk away. This is the time that you talk to them. You read with them. Have them read to you. Have them point out things in the book. Have them talk about colors. This is the time to do that. And then as your children get older, you begin to watch and see, well, what do they have interest towards? What are they interested in doing day by day, and maybe even long term? Parenting doesn't allow us just to shoot babies out and then say, okay, have your way. But we guide our children. And that's what teaching is. And teaching moments happen all the time. And we ought not have this concept that you learn while you're in school and then when you come home, it's something else. We have a unique opportunity right now in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of all that's going on around us politically, in the midst of just everyday life. We always have a unique opportunity to teach our children. There are teachable moments everywhere around us. It is then our priority to choose what we're going to focus on or how we're going to spend time with our families in order to learn. If you happen to be fortunate enough to have a grandparent in the home, that is a gold mine for learning. It ought not be leave granny over in the corner and as long as she don't bother us, we don't bother her. It ought to be sitting there and soaking in all the wisdom and the knowledge and the care that you can get from granny, if granny's capable of doing that. Spending time with family members who have different skills than what you have as a parent. Maybe you have someone who knows something about mechanics in your family. Learning from them. But you say, but we got this pandemic going on. We can't just go and hang out with people the way we did before. Fair enough. But we've also been taking advantage of all of this technology. We've been doing it. We've been FaceTiming folks and using Zoom meetings and all. Then use it to learn. If you happen to be a parent who has a job that requires you to leave out the house and you're worried about the care of your children, which is so valid, okay, let's talk about how can we create a community that's safe enough for us to keep healthy, but then also helps us to look out for each other. And maybe yours is as simple as, well, I'm really good at this skill, but my cousin is really good at this skill, and we just exchange skills via Zoom. Maybe that's one way. But when you say, what about I got to leave out the house, and who's going to watch my little ones? This is where we start talking about problem solving. And that's another way to say, like, hey, here's a problem. Let's put it on the table. How can we work together as a community to solve this problem? See, part of this thing is we're still functioning as if we're individuals as opposed to a village or a community. And we're missing this opportunity to build the society that we really want to see happen while everything is shut down. You are your child's first teacher and best teacher. Teach your children, we've talked about this before, life skills. Things that you do every day. Show them how to manage your household. Show them how to manage a budget. And if you don't know how to manage a budget, work to learn that with your child. There are all kinds of possibilities for you to learn alongside your child. Admit that you don't know everything. You don't have to know everything. You don't want to know everything. But you do want to show your child that you're never too old to learn something new, something different, or to expand your current knowledge. Learn business skills. Business skills is one of the best ways to deal with problem solving, being creative. Again, if you say, well, I don't know anything about running no business, I ain't got no biz. Okay, well, get a business. Make up a fictitious business and run that. Learn how to run that thing. I had a student just the other day. I keep in contact. She was an eighth grade student when I first went back into teaching. She just graduated this year, and she was telling me that she's working at a fast food franchise and that she doesn't really like working for people. And so I said, okay, so does that mean you're going to figure out a business or service or something that you can do for you where you don't have to work for folks? She said, well, she'd like to, but she didn't know what to do. No problem. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to have a conversation because your education ought not be go to school just so you can get a job, because you really don't have to do all that much for that when you think about it. I'm just being honest. But if you say, I've got marketable skills that I can use to build a business and eventually employ other people and, you know, whatever, do that. But here's the thing, learn how to do it and teach your kids how to do it. If you already have a business and you have not incorporated your children into the, I don't understand how you have a business and your children aren't at least learning how you do business. They might not be interested in it, but at least carrying them along with you. You know, as a musician, I love when my children can go to where I'm performing. As a teacher, I love when they can see me doing my work in action. I love it. Because then they have a better understanding of, like, this is what mommy does. Okay. But then they also have exposure. Share resources, parents. Share resources of what you have. Again, if you've got a skill that you're really great at and you know somebody else who's great at something that you're not so great at, share those resources. School is about to start, y'all. And in some places, they're opening up come hell or high water. And that's scary, especially when you are in a place like Miami, where the numbers of cases for the virus are skyrocketing. And they're talking about opening schools. It doesn't even matter where you are, and they're talking about opening schools. And yet there's nothing in place. You can't do school the way it has always been done, where you just pack them into a building and they just move like herding. I taught middle school, and those middle school kids know nothing about social distancing whatsoever, because I don't know how many times I had to tell children, please step away from me. I love y'all, but step away from me. So here's another thing, y'all. If you as a parent have not been practicing social distancing or wearing a mask, and I'm sure our listeners have, but just in case, if you haven't, your children learn by what you do. And if they see that you're not taking care, they're not going to either. Which gets us back to being your child's first and best teacher. Your children are watching you even when they are in high school. They are watching you. They're seeing how you manage situations. They're seeing how you handle things day to day. If you say, yeah, I need to get up and exercise, but you never get upset, they see you not getting up. They will call you out, talk about, yeah, daddy bought that treadmill. That thing been sitting in the living room. Mommy says she's going to go for a walk. I only saw her walking to the refrigerator. They will call you out. They will call you out. Children are learning by watching what we do, not only in terms of what we say we're going to do, but how we talk about people. Right now, this week, we are watching memorials of Representative John Lewis. I hope you're watching. I encourage you, if you haven't already, and maybe after you've, the time has passed, you'll go back and watch some of the memorial services for him. That is a teachable moment right there. A wealth of history right there. My daughter and my son sat and watched the procession across the bridge. And my daughter, they're down in Miami. I'm not. And they send me a message and say, we feel like we need to watch something else to give us a better understanding. I started sending them all kinds of resources. Because if that was what sparked from them sitting there and watching, like, wait a minute, we don't know, we need some more information. I'm going to give you information. Parents, you are your child's first and best teacher. Do not let anyone tell you otherwise. Do not think less of your skills and your abilities. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to teach your child, but you do have to be present. Put down the phone for a minute. Talk to your children. Ask your children what they want to learn how to do. Maybe it's something that you do regularly that they've just never had a chance to ask you. This time here is so unique, parents, families, children. Be honest with your parents. Don't just say, I don't know. Tell them what you want to do. I want to learn how to make a pound cake the way grandmommy makes it. Okay, who's got grandmommy's recipe? Is grandmommy in the house? Ask grandmommy to come up in this kitchen here and show you how to make a pound cake. Whatever it is, we have that ability. And whether or not your child is doing online learning, homeschooling, or they're going brave back into the schools, it's still ultimately our responsibility to teach our children, to teach them things that we value, to teach the things that we love, that we say we love and we care about, to teach them skills that will help them to move this world forward. I thank you for your time. I can't wait to hear what your response is to this show. As always, we are always excited to hear from you. We appreciate hearing from you on Instagram and in email messages and any other format that you can find. We are there. We are excited to hear from you and hear your feedback. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Camille Veronica, and so glad that you tuned in to listen. Take care. You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.